Merhava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy to awaken, remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the sound activation for the Elul new moon in Virgo lunar cycle. A little bit of housekeeping before. This is an energetic transmission. This is an energy healing. Sound healing is energy healing. Okay? So it's very, very important for us to maintain the integrity of the container we are in. Therefore, I invite you to please burn a little bit of incense, light a candle, set an intention, create a consecrated, a sacred space around you. Allow yourself to forget whatever has been going on this week, this day, this month, this 5 years, whatever. Allow yourself to step away from everything outside of you and create a sacred container for yourself, for you to come back into union, into wholeness, into oneness, and into remembrance of your soul, of your oneness with the divine. This is the purpose of this sound activation. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't do that. Don't try to meditate while you're doing that. Allow yourself the time to spend an hour and 15 minutes really receiving this activation. You can be seated or lying down, although I do highly recommend that you lay down simply because it's about an hour and 10 minutes or so long. And I really want you to focus on your breath, focus on your body, and get out of the mind. Virgo can be quite analytical and very in the mind and hyper detail oriented. However, that's not how we align with our soul. That's not how we align to the divine. And the mind often creates more separation. And we want to come back into union, into wholeness. So it defeats the purpose to be in the mind. So allow yourself the space to relax and to just let go and to really surrender to the unfolding and what will be revealed to you from the divine, from your guides, from the angels. Let's see if I've forgotten anything. Oh yes, one more thing. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, or you know that the platform you are using cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch to a platform that does not do this. This is an energetic healing. It is an energetic transmission, and therefore we do not need, want, or desire squirrely information coming in through advertisements. That's a no. So please listen to this on my website for free. Listen to this on RSS feed. Make sure you know where you are listening to this and that they're not going to cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. Okay? That being said, all we need to do to receive this beautiful energy of these wonderful crystal tones, crystal alchemy singing bowls, is to be open to receive. Long deep breathing, eyes closed. If you would like to have an eye pillow over your eyes, please do so. Burn a little bit of incense, anoint yourself with your favorite essential oil. This is your time and your sacred container for you to come into deeper union with your soul, into alignment with the divine. That being said, you can have your palms up to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand on your heart, your left on the womb space, on the hara, and even men have a womb space. It's just energetic. So however you feel you want to place your hands, please do so. Long deep breathing. And let's dive in. Breathing in deeply into the belly, allowing your inhales to be deep and full, and your exhales to be complete. Breathe into the womb space, into the hara, into the sacral, your seat of creation, your foundation, the yesod. Connect with the womb energy. And allow yourself to let go of all that is not serving you in this moment. Just gently bringing our awareness to the breath. And if you find that your mind wanders, just bring it back lovingly, gently, with your intention, back to the breath. We begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the ruhau. I call upon the ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts, our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing frequencies, asking that you align us with healing. Allow us to acknowledge the sacred breath of life that animates us. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Calling in the energies of creation, as I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity, I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deeper alignment with our intuition, with our inner knowing, with the wisdom of lifetimes. I call in healing and activation of our hearts and our wombs. I ask that you bless us with emotional clarity. Divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery, passionate energy, asking that you guide us into deeper alignment with truth, allowing us to see, perceive, receive the truth. Bless us with clarity, passion, purpose, conviction, confidence. I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire that is in alignment with the soul. with the divine. I call in the direction of the west element of earth, the Arha. I call on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of air, of earth, of fire, of water, allowing the wisdom of the earth to be grounded and activated within us. Allow us to connect to the earth, to the lands that we walk upon. Allow us to listen to the deep wisdom the earth has for us, to receive it, embody it, protect it. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy, asking that you ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. Allowing the blue flame to purify our energy fields, purifying our homes, forming a layer of cobalt blue light that protects, purifies, and sanctifies our space and ourselves. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. Spirit guides, the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. I call on Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Saratamara, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in Yohanan, John the Baptist, Prophet Eliyahu, the energies of the Reish that created Virgo, the Reish that created Mercury, and the Yud that created Virgo. I call in the energies of this new moon, this new lunar cycle of Elul Virgo. I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors, the Seven Sisters. Brothers and sisters, our ancestors, I call in the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, and the Shekhinah, the Divine Feminine Presence, the divine feminine face of God, Goddess Alaha, allowing her golden light to begin streaming in into the heter, the top of your head, the crown, clearing any distortion, disillusion, anywhere we feel disconnected from the divine. Allow the golden light to stream in and strengthen your connection to the all, to the infinite, to source, God, Goddess, Allah. Breathing the golden light into the Sefirot, the energy center to the right of the right ear and to the left of the left ear. These two Sefirot are the Chokhmah and the Bina. Bring the golden light with your breath. Ajna chakra to be activated, clearing away veils of illusion, distortion, karmas and limiting beliefs and traumas we may hold in our lineage, around our intuition, around our wisdom, around the knowing that exists within each and every one of us. Clearing away the veil as we allow ourselves to be strengthened in our wisdom, in our vision, in our knowing, in our feeling. Any distortion around the expression of your voice, around your speaking your truth, around you expressing your soul. Breathing the golden light into any spaces within us where we have allowed ourselves to be silent. Silenced. Just allow the golden light to begin nourishing and softening these spaces within us. Clearing away vows of silence, spiritual ordinations, religious vows, agreements we entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. To remain silent, to allow ourselves to be disconnected from our expression, our true, authentic expression. Breathe the golden light into these spaces within. And as we breathe in the golden light, from the space of the left shoulder, bring the golden light into the heart, into the Tiferet, and from this space, allow golden light of Shekhinah, the divine love, to pour into your heart, allow this golden energy to soften any walls, any resentment, any hurts, any wounds around your heart, filling those spaces with golden light, with with a beautiful honey golden energy. Allowing yourself to receive love, forgiveness, support, grace, peace. Letting go of old hurts, letting go of wounds. Just allowing yourself to receive love, pure, unconditional love. Into the heart. Right hip area, and to the left, the hood. Breathing the golden light into these two sephirot. As we allow the solar plexus to become activated. Distortions we have in relation to our power, to our sovereignty, anywhere we carry wounds pertaining to our confidence, our sovereignty, anywhere we don't trust ourselves. Clearing away any cords, any hooks, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously. Clearing away karmic contracts, debts, strengthening our confidence, our sovereignty. The higher I am, so we may know we are whole, complete, fully embodied. inside, bring the golden light into the yesod, into the womb. Materialize stronger through the Malchut, through your energy and physical bodies, down into the earth's crust, activating the soul star chakra above you, activating the earth star chakra beneath you. Connecting you to the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Gaia. As you travel down through the layers of earth, through the rocks and the sand and the aquifers, allowing this golden umbilical cord of light to extend all the way down until it reaches the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia. And in this sacred space, feel yourself connected, nurtured, and nourished by Mother Gaia, by Pachamama. Anything we must let go of, anything we feel we've been carrying too long, anything that is not ours to carry, feel free to just surrender it into the crystalline womb space of Gaia. Any dense energy, anything heavy, anything that no longer aligns with you, with your soul, with your light, just allow it to surrender into the earth, allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to gently carry it into the crystalline womb space of Gaia, allowing Gaia to alchemize this dense energy into light. as we begin to envision ourselves within the yesod, within the womb, and within the cocoon of this magenta flame. Allowing the flame to purify and alchemize anything we must let go of, allowing it to dissolve us as we melt into the magenta flame. Our spirit guides and angels and archangels are around us, calling in the healing, the wisdom, the activations. What we need in this moment for our highest good and the highest evolution of our soul. Thank you. bone, fiber, hair in your being with this infinite light. Breathing deeply, feeling yourself expand beyond magenta flame in the yesod. Feel yourself take up space. Allowing the infinite light to reach every cell in your body. As you are bathed in light, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Begin to feel and call all parts of yourself into this present moment. Feel free to turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, just give yourself the space to just lay there, receiving any final wisdom, any guidance, any intuitive hits. As we give thanks to all of our guides, to the angels, archangels, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing, in gratitude, energies of the Reish and the Yod, the new moon in Virgo, the Elul lunar cycle, in gratitude to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiach, Yeshua Mashiach, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Yohanan, Eliyahu, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. We give thanks to the angels and archangels, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, to the directions, the south, west, east, north, to the waters, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, the Ruhau, the air, the Arha, the earth, and the fire, the Nuchra. In gratitude to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, to Alaha, Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, to all of the light beings, Pleiadian, energies, Hathors, star brothers and sisters of the highest vibrations of unconditional love and light. We breathe in deep gratitude and reverence, breathing in the light. As we exhale, letting go of all that is not in alignment with the highest good. Inhaling, calling all parts of yourself into this moment. As you wiggle your fingers and your toes once more. And open your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. Thank you for joining me. Make sure you drink plenty of water, ground, take a salt bath, eat nourishing foods, go for a walk in nature, journal, meditate some more, pay attention to your dreams, and allow the energies of this lunar cycle to flow. Blessed new moon. If you have not listened to the episode where I share about the energies of this new moon in Virgo, this lunar cycle of Elul, and all the magical juicy bits of it, please do check it out. It is linked below in the show notes. As always, if you enjoy this, please follow, share, subscribe, 5-star review. You can follow me on social media, YouTube at Audialada, where I share longer format videos, Instagram at Audialada, and at Embodying the Shahina. All of that is linked below. Of course, you can listen to these episodes anytime on my website for free, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. And if you would like a one-to-one session, that is also linked below in the show notes. We have a retreat coming up in May in Ireland. And of course, a sound activation, an in-person sound activation in Atlanta. So if you are in the Atlanta area, do reach out to me to get details if it is not linked below. Have a blessed, blessed new moon.